The Bush administration has had to respond this week to controversial statements by a United States Army Lieutenant General and by the Prime Minister of Malaysia. News analyst Daniel Shore says that in reacting to such incidents, clarity is key.
Out of context, meaning the press did it, is the first refuge of the bigot. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he was taken out of context when, keynoting an Islamic summit, he said that the Jews rule the world by proxy, they get others to fight and die for them. And Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin says he was taken out of context in remarks he made to evangelical church audiences about the war he had waged in Somalia. He spoke of leading a spiritual battle against a Muslim warlord, and he said, "My God was bigger than his, and my God was a real God, and his was an idol." If out of context is the first refuge of the bigot, then obfuscation must be the eternal refuge of higher authority. President Bush met with the Malaysian Prime Minister in Bangkok, and in a rare departure from the confidentiality of such occasions, permitted his press secretary to say that he had rebuked Mahathir as wrong and divisive, but the Malaysian denied having been rebuked and said that he and the president had walked practically hand in hand. And National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, without directly criticizing the Malaysian Prime Minister, said the president had gone out of his way to stress that America was not engaged in a war of religions or civilizations, but a war against people who hate and kill and maim. In the case of General Boykin, whose anti-Islamic remarks contradicted the president's policy of denying any religious war, the reaction was hesitant. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he thought no military rules had been broken, although Boykin had spoken in uniform. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld referred to freedom of expression and praised Boykin as an officer with an outstanding record. Next, the Pentagon announced an investigation by the Inspector General. And today, President Bush, on his way to Australia, said that in Indonesia, he had told Muslim leaders that Boykin didn't reflect my opinion, doesn't reflect what the government thinks. But there is no indication of any disciplinary action or change of assignment for General Boykin. President Bush is clearly reluctant to antagonize evangelicals, but he faces the problem of convincing Muslims around the world that America is not engaged in a religious war. This is Daniel Shore.